I'm Freddie Monatis with Montana News. Governor Steve Bullock and Democratic State Senator Diane Sands say the state legislature should boost spending on assistance programs for the elderly by $1.6 million. They made the pitch at a visit to Missoula Aging Services Monday. There, Bullock and Sands heard from people who've used the kinds of assistance they want to expand. People like Richard Blank, a retired physician who cared for his wife who had Alzheimer's for 10 years. Blank called that extremely stressful and says he was grateful for respite care, or when another caregiver could take over temporarily and give him a break.
And secondly, it actually gave my wife an opportunity to get away from me, who was telling her what to do all the time. I think that's really missed.
The governor's office says about 100,000 Montanans are caring for adult family members or friends. Bullock is proposing to spend $120,000 in state money to extend what is now a federally funded respite care program for people like that. That funding is only for one more year. The nonprofit that runs the program now says $120,000 would pay for approximately 10,000 hours of relief for family members and friends caring for older loved ones. Most of the money the governor is asking for, $1.5 million, would go to area agencies on aging, like Missoula Aging Services.
I didn't have to try to figure out where to go to get started because my mom had Missoula Aging Services help for my dad.
That's Barbara Dryden. She found herself caring for two aging parents while at the same time raising a daughter. She says services like Meals on Wheels and other help from the area agencies on aging were virtual lifesavers. Montana currently spends $5.8 million a year on aging agencies. The $1.5 million boost Governor Bullock is proposing would be a 25% increase. The third bill Governor Bullock and Senator Sands are backing would cost state taxpayers nothing. It's designed to prevent people having to return to hospitals by better coordinating their post-hospital needs with their designated caregivers. Similar bills have passed in 19 other states with backing from AARP and bipartisan support. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.